group of people. And it's, like I said, a great way to go out. Maybe it's people that you already know, but you haven't seen in a while. It could be we hooked you up with one of your best friends, and you've been trying to get together, or it's somebody new. But it's a great way to make new connections. So that is group lunch next Wednesday, October the 2nd, and we ask everybody to please, get those reservations in early to us so that we can get those assignments made. And then we have our next coffee and conversation. And typically our coffee and conversations are on Thursday, but since we have started Leadership Emporia Academy, we have moved this one to Friday. So Friday, October the 4th, will be our next coffee and conversation. It's exactly what we say. You come have coffee with us at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Trussler Business Center, and we have different topics and different things to get you informed about our community and about what's going on. And this month we have Bungie coming to speak, and we're really excited about this. The soybean crushing plant, and I think, people are always curious, what do they do actually at Bungie? So they're going to come and talk a little bit about their business and what they do. And once again, that is Friday, October the 4th. And so we're pretty excited about that one
That'll be interesting. And you can maybe ask them about those big cranes that they have up there right now. It looks like they've got a lot of activity happening at Bungie.
I know. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a different topic than what we've had in the past. So I'm pretty excited for it and hope it goes over well. And then, and once again, you don't need to make your reservation. Just show up. It's 9 o'clock in the morning at our office at the Trussler Business Center, 719 Commercial. And then on Friday, October the 18th, we have a great event. This is an event that we partner with Wichita State University Center for Economic Development and Business Research. And they come in and do our economic outlook each year. And this is a day packed full of great information. It's from 10 a.m. till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Commissioner Tyler Curtis will be our host. But you'll get some great information on what's happening with the health of our economy statewide. But we'll also dig deeper into locally, what's happening here locally. And it's just always a great day. As I said, you walk away with some great information. Now, there is a charge to attend. All of the registration is through WSU. So if somebody is interested and would like more information, we have information at our office. Can get them the information on the cost and how to register for that event. But the Emporia Economic Outlook Conference is a great one that we hope people, if they're interested, will call for more information.
So where will that be taking place, Janine?
It will be taking place at Flint Hills Technical College in their conference rooms. And it does include a lunch. And I said starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and is a great overview of state and regional updates, normally an update on housing and what's happening across the state and regionally. And then we get a deeper dive into our local economy as well.
Always, jam-packed full of great local economic information as well.
Yeah.
So that's always interesting. So how are things going at Little Lion's Child Care, Janine?
You know, it's going great. It really is excited. We have we still have some space available in our pre-K room. And so if anyone is looking for child care for their children, oh my gosh, I believe the ages are 2 and up. Maybe it's 2.5 and up. We'd still have space in there, but our infant room and our toddlers are full. So it's just been going well. We just could not be more pleased and happier, and are so grateful for the support we've had from the community. We're excited. We don't have any dates yet of when we're going to be starting construction. I'm hoping yet this week we get some of those final plans at least started, those discussions started and in place, and we'll sure let you know when we get going on that.
And I know that you'll be announcing, too, that your theme for the upcoming Christmas parade, which in the grand scheme of things here, Janine's not that far away.
True.
Right?
It really isn't that far away. And actually, you can go to our website, and our entry form is on there. We just haven't sent the press release out. But the theme is a storybook Christmas. And so, yes, those registration forms are already up and online. And actually today you'll probably get the press release on that event. So, and anyone who has been in the parade should be getting an email in the next day or so with those entry forms. But any organization, club, individuals that would like to participate, don't hesitate to go to EmporiaKSChamber.org and sign up today to be a participant in the parade. We're pretty excited about that.
You should be. Thanks, Janine. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. Janine McKenna, President, CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, with us here on a Tuesday morning, 24th of September, 6:55. Good morning.
Recently, a man set out to swim across Lake Michigan, a journey of about 80 miles, but he had to quit.